Guyana's economy continues to show phenomenal growth, as announced by the country's finance minister, Ashni Singh.
At the time of preparing budget 2023, it was projected that real GDP would grow by 25.1%, with non-oil GDP expected to expand by 7.9%. Mr. Speaker, I am now pleased to report that Guyana's real GDP is estimated to have grown by 33% overall in 2023.
Against that background, the Guyana Finance Minister announced a budget this week worth over $1 trillion.
Representing an increase of more than 46% over last year's budget. There are no new taxes in the budget, and a number of measures that were put in place to keep fuel prices and shipping prices down will continue this year. The budget will see billions of dollars being poured into a number of major government projects and initiatives. $7 billion is to be spent on still-to-be-determined measures to cushion the impact of the rise in the cost of living. And the Minister of Finance announced that the old age pension will move from the current $33,000 per month to $36,000 per month, an increase of $3,000. And public assistance will move from the current $16,000 per month to $19,000 per month, a $3,000 increase. The finance minister also announced a $3,000 voucher towards the cost of eye tests for over 205,000 school children and 76,000 pensioners. And for those who require spectacles, they will receive a $15,000 voucher towards the cost of the spectacles for those school children and the pensioners.
However, opposition leader Aubrey Norton has said the budget gave too little to average Guyanese.
You are not seeing that resources are going to the people of Guyana. In this budget, a cursory look will show that under 10% is being spent on the people and the people benefiting. Therefore, to talk anything about building prosperity for all is out. This budget is putting wealth in the hands of the PPP elite, family, friends, and favorites. They are talking about building schools, so many primary schools, so many secondary schools, but you are not paying the teachers to teach in that school. And so you're not going to improve the quality of education. What is going to happen is billions will be had by certain PPP contractors. They will get rich and our people will continue to suffer.
Mr. Norton also said an increase in wages and salaries should have been announced during the budget presentation, rather than to have public servants wait again until the end of the year to learn of their 2024 salary increases.
So this budget will not put resources in the hands of the people. Nothing in it will help to eradicate poverty. What they have done is to give a little freck here and a freck there, calling it grants, rather than effective programs that will improve the lives of the people.
This has been Sagicor's Early Business.